Thank you so much for joining us today, Jennifer.
Hi, and thanks for the opportunity.
Oh, my absolute pleasure. Now, how do you usually celebrate International Literacy Day, and what are some of the aspects that you there at ALIA won't be able to do due to COVID-19?
Okay, so ALIA is a national organisation, but we've got lots of local councils who work in our various states and territories. So a very familiar event that happens almost every International Literacy Day is our local councils donate book packs to their hospitals, and that's for new mothers who have had beautiful young children born on and around the 8th of September. So COVID's made that a little bit more difficult this year, but like the champions these folk are, they've managed ways around that. So we've got ALIA Sydney North Local Council has delivered 30 packs to Royal North Shore Hospital. They can't do that in person, obviously, but the fabulous staff that work there have offered to help out. And so in those packs, we've got a delightful book written by Mem Fox, The Tiny Star, and some other bits and bobs from ALIA, such as fridge magnets encouraging parents to read with their children and so on and so forth. Sydney West has managed to... They're not able to deliver to the hospital, so this year they're actually donating these book packs to the Carey Clinic in southwestern Sydney, and the clinic works with Indigenous children who are in foster care. So that's really exciting. ALIA WA has also managed to get books to their hospital. So they're actually donating their packs to two shelters in Perth. So, you know, people have been working around this. There's lots of other things that ALIA is doing.
Yeah, absolutely. Go off.
Yeah. So ALIA New South Wales, they've actually got a Zoom conference today with a group of pre-seed service teachers, and they're helping them out with a read aloud of a picture book. So that's really exciting. And, you know, we sort of, you know, these initiatives that, you know, see parents as children's first educators, but also the important role that teachers play in developing readers in our classroom. ACT is really busy. They've actually managed to get the midwives to help them out at Canberra Hospital with delivery of books and ALIA magnets. They're also doing something new this year where they're supporting Roundabout Canberra, which is a volunteer local charity that works with families in need. So they're delivering books there as well, which is fabulous. I could go on and on. South Australia's got a little initiative called ALIA Book Angel, where people are wrapping books and dropping them around the community for people to pick up, which is exciting. And ALIA Central Queensland has got an interview with a local poet, and so that's going to be on our Facebook, on their Facebook page. And they've also got $200 worth of books which they're donating to the Rockhampton Women's Shelter. So they're just some of the things that are happening with ALIA today, which is really exciting. And we will get a much better understanding of what's happened when all of these local councils write up the events for our monthly newsletter that goes out to our members. So, yeah, so COVID's sort of made this a little bit more challenging, but people have been able to work around that. So it's great. Excellent.
Yeah, awesome. And speaking of, what are your thoughts on this year's theme of literacy teaching and learning in the COVID-19 crisis and beyond, with a focus on the role of educators and changing pedagogies?
Well, I guess this is really topical, and this is what's sort of driving the way that we work. I think it's been incredibly challenging for teachers, you know, having to come in and out of online delivery with their students. And I guess it's brought up a range of equity issues, you know, in terms of families' access to, you know, a digital kind of platform and so on and so forth. So, yeah, I think it's an important thing for us to be thinking about. And I'm sure there's a lot of research going on in this space and sort of trying to understand how educators have actually had to adapt to this new environment which we find ourselves in. I've certainly had to do it from a tertiary perspective, and I'll just make a little correction there. I'm an adjunct with Monash, and I'm currently at James Cook University as an associate professor. So I only moved here right at the beginning of COVID this year. So I just wanted to correct that.
No, thank you. Thank you for the correction. Now, how involved are the Australian community with UNESCO's webinar and other activities that are scheduled for the day? Will you be involved in these activities?
Not directly, no. Not with UNESCO. I mean, we uphold UNESCO's values in terms of, you know, particularly around working towards a more literate and sustainable society, but we're not directly involved in any of their activities that are happening at this point in time.
Right. And how do you assess the pertinent role of educators in times like today, considering a lot of focus is placed on educators? And what is your advice to them as an educator yourself?
Well, I guess, you know, this is the work of educators 365 days of the year. You know, people that, you know, are really focused on improving literacy outcomes for our children and adults and in society. But I guess what the 8th of September does, you know, as with a lot of other special days, is that it really gives us that opportunity to stop and reflect. So that's what's important.
Absolutely.
It's a day to remember what we do and why we do what we do, and perhaps do a few additional things that we don't ordinarily do every day of the week, of the year. But, you know, in terms of the goals of this, it's something that's, you know, part of educators' lives for 365 days of the year, I guess.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's really important.
Of course. Well, Jennifer, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really, really great to chat about what you guys are doing at ALIA and also about International Literacy Day.
Yeah, so thank you again for the opportunity, and happy International Literacy Day.
My absolute pleasure. And back to you. Happy International Literacy Day.